This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The stuff that we buy, the big stuff and sometimes the small stuff too, often becomes, in one way or another, a part of our lives and sometimes even changes our lives. We've got a series we do every now and then. It's called The Transaction, about how the seemingly simple exchange of goods or services can matter. Today's story from listener Jose Antonio Ponce starts in Albuquerque, New Mexico, back in 1970.
When I was 13, my brother Patrick decided to teach me a few chords on the guitar. I learned A, D, E. Soon after those first lessons, he left Albuquerque for a job in southern New Mexico, and he took his guitars with him. But by that time, I had become enthralled. The first chance I got, I took a bus from the North Valley to downtown Albuquerque and walked into Mays Music on Central Avenue. I strolled up and down the aisles admiring the guitars, some as expensive as $200. The only guitar that was remotely within my reach was hanging on the wall behind the counter. It was a used Yamaha nylon string classical guitar with a black and white sign that proclaimed, "On sale, $25. That I could do. I got back on the bus, went home, went to my dad to ask for the money. "Okay," he said, "but you'll have to earn the money yourself." Fortunately, it was summer, and so between picking watermelons for the little Japanese man who ran the farm at the end of the Tucker Road and loading alfalfa bales onto a flatbed for Mr. Gutierrez, after a month of sporadic work, I had almost enough for that guitar, and my dad chipped in the rest. With a wad of dollar bills in my pocket, I hopped on the downtown bus and was standing in front of Mays Music when they opened the doors at 10. I couldn't wait to get inside, walked immediately to the counter, pointed at the used Yamaha on the wall and said, "I want to buy that guitar." The clerk took the guitar off the wall, removed the tag, and totaled up the price on the adding machine. "With tax, that'll be $41.95. I was stunned. I stood there not knowing what to say, holding my fist full of $1 bills. It had a sign on it saying it was $25 the last time I was here. "Oh, that was last month during our anniversary sale," he said. I didn't know what to do. I felt sick to my stomach. I stood there for a minute. I turned and headed out the door, trying my best not to cry from embarrassment. I was halfway down the block when I heard someone yelling at me. "Hey, kid, wait up." It was the store clerk. "How much money have you got?" I knew I had $25 in my hand. I reached into my pocket for the remaining change and counted it. $26.40, I said. "Sold." We walked back to the store, and he pulled the guitar off the wall, wiped it down with a rag, and handed it to me with a smile. I thanked him and thanked him and thanked him again. I had spent every penny I had, including my bus fare, and I remember nearly skipping the 8 miles home. That one transaction, that one act of kindness by a sales clerk toward a kid devastated by his own poverty, completely changed my life. It led me into a career as a songwriter, musician, and writer. And I was a loyal customer of Mays Music until they closed years later.
This last song here is Bob Dylan. All the rest of them were Jose playing. This is one of those series we do that just doesn't work without you helping us out. So take a second, go to marketplace.org and tell us the story of your transaction.